The Licking County Commissioners are getting ready for America's 250th birthday, which kicks off July 24th. The county plans to host various events throughout the year alongside nationwide celebrations. To support these initiatives, Licking County has contributed $15,000 to the county's Historical Society and the History Alliance. The Buckeye Lake Region Chamber of Commerce is inviting everyone to their 10th annual Winterfest this Saturday. Benny the Bass festivities begin at 6:30 a.m. at the North Shore at Buckeye Lake. Benny will determine if there's going to be an early spring. There'll be music, fireworks, dancing, and over 40 businesses in the region will be open with food and drink specials. John Devlin has been appointed as the new music director by the Lancaster Festival Board of Directors, taking over for Gary Shelton, who resigned last year. More than 100 people applied for the opening. Devlin's in his sixth season as music director of the Wheeling Symphony Orchestra and is only the ninth conductor in its 90-year history. I'm Eric Brown reporting. Licking County Crime Stoppers continues to offer up to a $10,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in a drive-by shooting in Pataskala 2 years ago. Police say someone fired several gunshots at a home in the 3800 block of Quarter Road, January 3, 2023. No injuries were reported. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 740-349-6888. The United Way of Knox County is providing free tax preparation assistance to local residents with low to moderate incomes. Their Financial Stability Initiative has trained staff and volunteers to help maximize tax credits and return money to taxpayers. To schedule an appointment, call 740-397-5721. AEP Ohio is blaming this week's severe cold for an outage Tuesday night that put around 16,000 customers in the dark. AEP says the outage happened due to an overloaded breaker supplying electricity to Northwest Columbus. I'm Eric Brown reporting.